Welcome to the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast, where we talk about match reviews that either make us jump in joy or jump out the window. The latest Tottenham Hotspur news to piss about, transfer news that makes us deluded to win a trophy, and of course, hoping opposition clubs like Arsenal to burn down to the ground. Join me, your host at Tagalog Hotspur, through the ups and downs of supporting this football club. Come on, you Spurs!
Welcome to the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast with your host, the Tagalog Hotspur. And we are now in their episode 10, I think. Or episode 9, I'm not sure. I'm so sorry for those who are watching this podcast every single week, those who are supporting the podcast each day and each night. I'm sorry that I have been away for a couple of days, probably weeks. And my last podcast was a match reaction between the Arsenal game and Spurs. It was the North London Derby. And I think it has been week by week that I haven't been around, and I have been busy, since we all know that I only do this podcast just for one person, and I don't have anyone that could back me up. I have been having trouble personally. I'm studying college, and you know, there are some crucial exams, and it's just me studying, and I haven't been focusing on the podcast aspect of my life. But I have been watching the games. It was atrocious, especially the Liverpool game, the Chelsea game, and we're gonna talk later about the Man City game. But before that, we will talk about this recent news that I have just found, and this is just in. Ange Postecoglou wants to completely change the culture of the group at Tottenham Hotspur, which includes both the staff and the players. And most aggravating of all to Postecoglou is the sense that a few club staff members, many of whom are Spurs fans, have been relaxed about the possibility of losing against Manchester City because of the title race context. Whilst the majority of club staff have been focusing on their work as normal, the prospect of losing to Man City have been a theme of jokes among a minority of the staff for the past week, when one member of the support staff joked to Postecoglou that he should play a youth team against City. The manager was furious. Postecoglou's mood had deteriorated in recent weeks given the bad results, but this dynamic lit the fuse in him. The whole notion of being happy to lose a game had shocked him. One witness of the spat between Postecoglou and a fan, which has circulated around social media today, said that it came about because of a suggestion from the supporter that Postecoglou was more passionate about the prospect of beating Manchester City than other opponents that Spurs have faced, a comment which would understandably upset the manager. The fan was ultimately ejected from the stadium. This is from Jack Pitbrook, Eccleshare, and The Athletic. So, we're not talking about these games with Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, and these are the games that we expected us to turn up. But I do get the point of Postecoglou, because you are the manager, and of course you have to play professionally, and the players have to be professional in this moment. But these are the things that fans want, because they have seen, they have been in the stadium, they have been in the ground, they have been in the country, they know how it feels to live in a world where Arsenal would win the Premier League. And I'm not saying that Postecoglou is wrong or the fans are right for singing. It is embarrassing in a way that the fans do want Spurs to lose against Man City. But you have to actually understand the fact that we put ourselves in this position, right? because some people, some fans would say that they would want the Champions League. Some fans would say that they are okay with not qualifying for the Champions League as long as Arsenal will get battered. And some fans from the other will say that these are not real fans, and then vice versa will happen, which creates a whole debate that has been going over and over and over again for the past 2 weeks or even 3 weeks since the time that we have lost against Arsenal. And if you ask me what do I think about this, I don't really care about it. But I do want Arsenal to lose since the North London Derby. And we want ourselves to be in a position where we could get top four. And I have been saying in the past few episodes that I'm okay with not getting top four. But again, I'm going to repeat this over and over and over again. We put ourselves in this position when we lost to West Ham, when we lost to Wolves, when we lost to Chelsea, who is now sniffing behind us, when we have drawn against Everton, and so on and so forth with all these games in the season. And people will say that the Premier League is becoming like a farmers league because it's always Man City winning the game, but we don't know about it. We have the last game of the season upcoming, and we're gonna talk about it later. So, here are the thoughts of being a fan wanting their team to lose against Man City. A real fan would support Tottenham throughout, win or lose or draw. And there comes this narrative that when Arsenal would suck Spurs off to get a draw, to get a result against Man City, just for them to win the league. And how embarrassing and how fuming would the fans be, and they would regret it. All those people who want Champions League, do we really think that we do deserve Champions League after the performance of the whole season? In the first 10 games, we were smurfing, we were winning games, we were battering teams. And then in the middle part of the season, we had that injury part of our season where it probably cost us the whole season. And after that whole injury phase of the season where all their players are back to full fitness, they just don't have the confidence, or they don't turn up just the same way in the first 10 games. And people would say it's up to the manager and it's up to how he boosts the morale of the players. And I do understand that. But again, we have put ourselves in this position where we are now fighting for Champions League, and we are also fighting for our rivals to not win the league. And you have to pick the lesser evil. Do you really think that if we get the Champions League, we would turn up and we would beat any team in the Champions League? Do you really think that? Of course, we could beat the lower level teams like Porto or whatever. But do you really think we can win or even get to the semifinals of the Champions League? If you think that you could see that as a result and be proud of it, that's on you. So let's look at the other lesser evil. Arsenal wins the league, we get Champions League. Is it really worth it? What if we get battered in the Champions League because of the high line? And if we just lose in the groups, and then they just stick that result that they won the league like a tattoo? In every part of history, there will be an Arsenal like emblem right on 2024. And do you really think that getting Champions League and possibly not winning it, obviously we're not going to win Champions League next season with the player depth and the squad depth that we have and the skills of our players, and given that this is Ange's second season in the next season, do you really think we can get Champions League? I could get it, if fans would think that in the next season we could challenge for the Champions League, but we are just in the infancy stage of this rebuild. And we are now fighting for top four, which is good. But sometimes we just have to settle with top five. And fans from overseas, or even fans that are not even watching the game in the stadium or not even near the stadium, would say that they don't care about Arsenal winning the league. But this is the thing about like society. When it doesn't matter to you, you don't care. When it rains in somewhere in the next country, and it rains hard, and then there's like a lot of thunderstorms and people are dying. This is just an example. And you're there sitting in your air-conditioned room with a cup of coffee, earning millions. Of course, you wouldn't care about the people there in the other countries that are dying. And this is the notion, this is the whole perspective, that there's a separation between what fans want. But in the first days of the season, fans just want to see the football commence. They just want to see that attacking, possession-based football that they all love, and they will support it. They have supported since that Everton draw. They have supported since that Wolves loss. They have supported that Arsenal loss. And this is what fans do. And I get it that there are some fans that wants to lose against Man City, and some fans wants to win against Man City. It's all up to you. But think about the whole aspect, the whole idea that Arsenal would win the league as your rivals. You will not sleep at night. Because Arsenal, it's okay that if they could be like Man City and Man United, because Man City doesn't talk a lot of shit. But Arsenal talks a lot. And they're just crybabies. They're just moaning. They're like their manager. And I wouldn't piss when they are on fire. I wouldn't help them if they were on fire, just because of their annoying mouth and that fan base, man. They just think that they're a big club. And I've seen posts in social media talking about, Spurs are embarrassing, wanting their team to lose. This is not the big club mentality. Are you a big club, Arsenal? Are you a big club with a big mentality when you park the bus against Man City twice, and you park the bus against Liverpool twice, and you just settled for a 1-0 win against Man United? You park the bus against Spurs. You luckily got a draw against Spurs in the early season. You laugh when you got Bayern Munich and then knocked out. You laugh against Porto and then they beat you. This is not the big club mentality. If you are a big club and if you call us a small club, then you're just as small as we are, because we haven't won the title, the Premier League, for like years, and so do you. So why do you talk so much when you haven't won for 20 years? Oh, because Spurs haven't won in 6 years. It doesn't matter. You called us a small club and you also didn't win a title for 20 years. So are you a small club then, with a small club mentality where you just want to be lucky? You just want to park the bus and chill and just settle for less? That is not a big club mentality, my friends. And this is my take on that. Do I think that Arsenal would win the league? No, because Man City is on a run right now. And based on the two games, I think Arsenal would win the game against Everton, just because Everton is away at Arsenal. And if they bottle that, that'll be sensational. And Man City is against West Ham, and I bet you £100, £100 million, I bet you a hurricane that Arsenal would hope again would suck West Ham fans off just because they bought Declan Rice. They're, please win the league against Man City. Oh, come on, man. And they always talk a lot of shit. And they will tell us, oh, focus on your club, when you are the same club that would want Spurs to win and sucking us off and begging and kneeling. It's the history of Tottenham. We would never piss on your burning body, and I would piss on the water and splash it in front of the plants while you burn down to the ground. That's the history of Tottenham, you pussies. So, we're gonna talk more about it soon. We don't care. Let's move on to the final games of the season. We'll be facing Sheffield United. And Sheffield United are now confirmed out of the Premier League. Same with Burnley and probably Luton. And I don't know what Sheffield United, what kind of Sheffield United would turn up. They would just not care and just let us win. But this is a crucial game for us Tottenham fans, because Chelsea, for some reason, is now sniffing behind us. And this is weird, because last time that I made a podcast, Man United was behind us, and now it's Chelsea, and then Newcastle, and then Man United. What the hell is happening to Man Divided, man? And I think if the points between Chelsea and Spurs are like 3 points. So if we win the game, is it 3 points or one or 4 points? But it was close. But basically, if we win against Sheffield, we just confirm top five, unless Man United wins the FA Cup against Man City and they take top five. But based on the recent form, I don't think Man United will win against Man City, since and the FA Cup final is like one of it's the important game in the last days of the season. So yeah, we just hope that Man United would lose against Man City, which is expected, but it's gonna be a hard game, you know, Man City and Man United, just because of the derby. And just because that Man United always turns up when it comes to the rivals. You could say that they lost 1-0 and then the rain in the stadium broke with the roof. But you have to take in consideration that they have a lot of injuries and they're probably going to lose to Man City. But talking about the Sheffield United between Tottenham, we're going to talk about the recent updates with the injuries between Sheffield United. They have Max Lowe with a foot injury, Davis with a thigh injury. Oh, their Davis and our Davis are also injured. So yeah, McBurney, which is a key player for them, I think, with a thigh injury, out for the season. Basham with a ankle or foot injury. Egan, Ahmed Hosdick, suspended with 2 yellow cards. Holgate, Osborne, Brooks, Arblaster, Jebison, Baldock, and another Davis. So, 3 Davis between this game are injured for us. So, yeah. So, based on looking at that, they have a lot of injuries. I don't know if these players are key to their system. I don't really care, because they're out of the Premier League now. They're probably playing it just for vibes. But in Tottenham's perspective, we have to win this game, because we have to secure top 5. And yeah, you just have to secure top 5. We're going to talk about the injuries with Tottenham. We have Adogi, who is out for the season. Fraser Forster is also out for the season. Sessegnon is also out like 95% of the season. Timo Werner was unfortunately out for the season also, because he'll be back in 3 weeks, which the Premier League's gonna be done by that time. Manuel Solomon, who only appeared for like 3 games or 4 games, I don't know. Like, also same with Sessegnon, but Manuel Solomon appeared for like 10% of the season. Ben Davis, unfortunately, even though he's probably the best chosen backup for Adoghi, is also out for the season. And here, with Charleston with an injury, and there has been sparks in social media where he wore the new kit. And I swear, I do like the new kit. It's nice. Some bluish hue with the white. And unfortunately, the red AIA. And I don't really mind about it. I don't know why Boomer fans would always comment in social media, "Oh, why red? It's the logo, man. What can you do?" It's like saying that McDonald's, instead of the M, should be like B. McDonald's. This Boomer fans needs to just shut up, man. And unfortunately, we have Bissouma was also injured with a knee injury in the last game. And yeah, probably missed the last two games. So I think Højbjerg will play again. And we're going to talk about, again, with the Man City game. Haaland scored two goals. One was a penalty. One was assisted by Kevin De Bruyne. And we're going to talk about the Son. The Son miss. And this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it once. He didn't miss it on purpose. Man City is in the fifth rebuild and they're just putting teams to bed. And we're just in the infancy of our own rebuild. If he missed or if he scored, it doesn't matter. But what matters is that when he missed, the Arsenal fans are moaning, man, which is good because Son knew what it meant. But whether he took it seriously or whether he missed on purpose, we will never know. But for me, Man City just... We went toe-to-toe against Man City, but again, Man City were better. We don't have to use this reasons where we're just losing. And you could just say that to the fans where they sang and when Haaland scored. It doesn't matter. It's what matters is that the players played professionally. I don't think Sonny missed on purpose. And I do agree that there's like Sonny would just bury that 90% of the time, but in this 10% he missed. So I don't think that he missed on purpose. I think that he literally, that it was just an unlucky event where the keeper just saved it. So what else we're gonna talk about? We're gonna talk about the Arsenal fans in the social media just putting some BS all over social media, where they would say that, oh, Arsenal scored 84 points and finished second. And last season or whatever, man. I don't care about Arsenal, but I just have to repeat it over and over and over again. They always talk so much. And now if the title is not in their hands, now they talk about the, oh, I'm proud of my team. Oh, this is the second season where we finish second, and when we challenge the league, we will go better and buy a 100 million player again in the summer. They just talk a lot, man. They have so much bandwagons, all talk and no bite. When they face bigger teams, they just park the bus and just hope they get a point. And you call this big club? Now you call this big club mentality? I don't think so. So Arsenal fans, if you're listening to this, win the league and prove us wrong. Because you lost the title when you lost to your old manager that you sacked, Unai Emery, at Villa. That's where you lost your title. You were winning it all. You were about to win the league, and just like the same time last year, you bottled it when you faced Emery against Villa. And now you want to suck off Spurs fans for them to take it seriously. Now you want to suck off West Ham fans for them to take it seriously. And now you want to get a point, try to 1-0 and low block it against Man United. Wait for Spurs to make a mistake. And now you call this a big club? Come on, man. You're just a small club, just like Spurs. If you talk about Spurs being a small club, you're just like them, man. But the difference is, you talk so much shit, man. And it's annoying. And I wouldn't care if you won the league. But the way your fan base, the whole fan base of Arsenal, is just so annoying that you just want to watch them burn, man. You want to watch them cry and moan, oh VAR, oh Saka is being targeted all over again. Oh, we lost to Bayern Munich, but we tried our best. Oh, Champions League. At least we went to the Champions League quarterfinals. No one cares, man. Just like all the Spurs fans who wants to get Champions League. No one cares if Bayern Munich beat Arsenal. The worst Bayern Munich team on paper beat Arsenal this season. No one cares about that next season. What they will care is that Leverkusen won the Premier League. What they would care is Arsenal would win the league, or Man City would win the league, or Liverpool would win the league. They will always remember that, just because it is written in history. It's written in the Hall of Champions, the Hall of Winners. Second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place, sixth place is not a trophy, man. First is a trophy. Doesn't matter if you're second with 1 point. And don't talk about all this shit, you Arsenal fans, where you would say that, oh, the Man City, it's always hard to beat Man City because Liverpool were unbeaten once in the season and then Man City they still won. And also, Man City bought a lot of players and, well, whatever, man. We'll talk about FFP and Man City deducting points. But in this concept, in this moment, you bought to the league at Villa. Stop sucking us off. Go win the league because your fan base deserves it and your fan base have the big team mentality and have the big club mentality because you're all good. You have the best defense in the league, the best midfielders in the league, the best attacking, the attacking whatever in the league. You have the best goalkeepers winning the Golden Glove, whatever. You have the best team, so win the league now. Because you always talk so much. And this box, we're going to talk about new kits. I saw all the first, the home kit, the away kit, and the third kit. I like the home kit. I also like the away kit. If you want to see it for yourself, you can search it online. The home kit is the one with the bluish on your shoulders and white. And then the away kit is, the third kit is the green one with an inverted Nike symbol, which I don't know why. The second kit is some sort of, is it a light blue hue? Let me search it. Away kit, Tottenham. Away kit, Tottenham leak. Yeah, how could I forget this? I like it. It's a black AIA with the crest in the middle of AIA, like a Pixar thing, and with a normal black Nike symbol and some sort of Argentinian style of kit, which I do like, and I think I would buy this, the away kit, and I would also buy the home kit. I also like the home kit, but I do like the second kit more. Same with this season, I do like the second kit. The away kit, the blue, the dark blue and whatever, which I'm wearing right now. And for the past months, I have been hoarding a lot of kits. I have been buying like the retro kits with 1983-84 home, 1991-93, 92-94 away with Klinsmann. The 94-95 away kit, which is one of my favorites, with the Umbro and Holsten. 94-95, I also like it with Underton and also Kinsman. And yeah, just love buying a lot of kits for Spurs right now, just because I just want to buy it. And yeah, what else are we talk about? Oh, we're gonna talk about. I'm going to be creating a new podcast, which is not the same with football. It doesn't talk about football. So if you want to talk about anything with the daily problems of random people, I'll be checking Reddit. I'll be checking Facebook. I'll be checking Instagram and everything. I'm still creating it. It's going to be called Nibbling Nonsense, where we talk about literally nothing. We're going to talk about random things that are sparking up in the internet, and we're going to think about our thoughts about it. It's going to be short, like 10 to 15 minutes. It's just good for like jogging or listening when you cook your breakfast or when you sleep. And I'm still creating it with our intro and outro, but I'm just going to say it in this podcast. That, yeah, I'm gonna make another podcast, Nibbling Nonsense, on all podcasting platforms. Again, we're gonna talk about literally nothing, daily problems of random people, recent news, paradoxes, proverbs, and everything. We're gonna talk about literally anything and nothing at all. So, yeah, if you're interested with that, do take note in your notes and wait for me to put it out. Again, it's gonna be open in all podcasting platforms. Same with this podcast, Pitch Perfect Spurs Podcast, with your host, the Tagalog Hotspur, available in all podcasting platforms. You can check me out in all my social media platforms at Tagalog Hotspur, with no space, all lowercase letters. And you may contact me or send a voice link or voicemail at my Spotify, or you can just contact me at my Gmail, tagalog.hotspurjerry@gmail.com. So let's hope for a win against Sheffield United, which on paper we would win, but let's just see it out, you know. I'm predicting a 4-1 against Sheffield United. It's going to be the last game at home. Oh, no, it's away, right? So 3-1. We're going to hope for that. We're going to end this season with Europa League. No trophies. And this is the first season of the rebuild. Again, we have to trust the process. You do you as a fan. You have your own ideas. You have your own opinions and principles and values and what you think is right or wrong, but this is what I think for this podcast. So yeah, if you do like the podcast, please do leave a like, give me a follow, and do comment down below what you want to talk about next podcast. And just Nibbling Nonsense next. I'll be mentioning it and I'll be talking about it in the next episode of when I will be putting it out. And now I'm just creating the whole concept of it as of the moment. So again, thank you so much for waiting. Thank you so much for listening. If you hear this podcast right now, if you reach this part of the episode, I just want to say that you deserve to be loved. I do appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. And again, in the last game of the season, Tottenham until we die. Come on, you Spurs.